Biblically-centered kids.
Hello, today is a great day for Old Testament Tuesday. Today is December 3rd, 2024, and we are so glad that you are here listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
This week we are on Virtue W, which says we wisely steward all God has entrusted to us, being faithful to use it responsibly.
Yep, just like Mr. Johnny said, today is Old Testament Tuesday. So we are going to read a story from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. We love reading from the Bible because it's the book God gave us that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. I can't wait to dive into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
This week's virtue is stewardship, which means taking good care of the things God has entrusted to us, our time, talents, and resources. The story of Joseph is a perfect example of how being a good steward can bless not only ourselves, but also the people around us. Joseph trusted God, used wisdom, and worked hard to prepare for the future, even when it seemed uncertain. So let's go ahead and dive into Joseph's story and see how he helped save an entire nation by wisely managing what God had provided.
Joseph was only 17 years old when his life took a sudden turn. His jealous brothers sold him as a slave, and he ended up in Egypt, far away from his home and family. But even though Joseph faced tough times, he always trusted God and worked hard wherever he was.
Years later, Joseph found himself in a surprising place. He became Pharaoh's second in command. God had given Joseph the ability to understand dreams, and Pharaoh trusted him to lead Egypt through difficult times ahead. Pharaoh's dream warned that there would be 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. And Joseph had a big job to do: prepare Egypt for what was coming.
Well, Joseph got to work right away. During the 7 years when Egypt had plenty of food, Joseph traveled all over the country collecting and storing grain. He stored it in cities, making sure there was enough food for everyone. The Bible says, Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. Joseph didn't waste a moment. He knew the food wasn't just for that moment. It was for the future, too.
As Joseph worked hard, God blessed him. During those years, Joseph started his own family. He had two sons, and their names reflected his journey. His first son, Manasseh, reminded him that God had helped him leave behind the pain of his past. His second son, Ephraim, reminded him that God had made him fruitful, even in a place where he had once suffered. Joseph never forgot that everything he had, his wisdom, his family, and his success, came from God.
Then came the famine. Just as God had warned, the plentiful years came to an end and food became scarce. People all over Egypt and even in other countries were desperate for food. But Egypt was ready, thanks to Joseph's stewardship. Pharaoh told the people, "Go to Joseph and do what he tells you." Joseph opened the storehouses and sold grain to the people. Because Joseph had been a good steward of all the resources God provided, there was food for everyone, even during the famine.
The famine wasn't limited to Egypt. It started to spread far across the land. So far that Joseph's brothers traveled to Egypt to buy food. They didn't recognize Joseph at first. It had been many years since they had seen him, and they never expected their brother to be in such a powerful position. After a series of events, Joseph revealed his identity to them, and they were amazed. Instead of being angry, Joseph forgave his brothers and told them, "God sent me ahead of you to preserve life." Joseph invited his entire family, including his father Jacob, to come live in Egypt. Pharaoh welcomed them warmly, and they were given the best land to live in. Joseph's wise stewardship not only saved a nation, but it also brought his family back together, showing how God's plans are always greater than what we can imagine.
Joseph's story shows us the power of being a good steward. Joseph didn't waste what God gave him. He used it wisely and worked hard to prepare for the future. His careful planning not only saved Egypt, but also helped reunite his family during a time of great need. Just like Joseph, we can honor God by being good stewards of our time, talent, and resources. When we trust God and use what he gives us wisely, he can use our efforts to bless others in ways we can't even imagine. Let's pray. God, thank you for how you lead and direct our lives. You use everything for your good. Help us to see value in the small things, knowing they will produce good qualities in our lives. We want to be good stewards who humbly point to you. Help us to honor you with our time, talents, and resources. In Jesus' name,
amen. Let's practice being great stewards this week. And don't forget to tell your mom and dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
We are so glad you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.